Proclamation number 2503 of October 10, 1942. Form of divine revelations different. Justification. The form in which the divine word is conveyed to a person depends both on the recipient's receptivity as well as on the purpose associated with the directly received word of God. The transmission of the divine word requires the willingness to fulfill a task on earth, and the form in which the word of God is offered to people will also depend on this task. And there is a reason for this. God knows both the time of development as well as the spreading of His word. He also knows into which hands the writings will come, and thus also the spiritual state of those for whom the divine word is to be refreshment and comfort. And thus the gifts are offered from above in such a way that they are understandable for everyone to whom they are made accessible. If the word of God is easily understandable, then people will not be reluctant to accept it as God's word. And since the meaning and purpose of the spiritual proclamations is that they are offered to all people on earth, a form must also be chosen which every person can understand if he has the right will to do so. But there will always be offense taken at the form of the proclamations, namely by those who do not want to accept them as divine revelations and try everything to make them appear untrustworthy because of their form. But these people would still reject them even if the form were completely acceptable to them, because their way of life does not allow them to recognize the divine word, the direct revelations. The person who lives in accordance with God's will, on the other hand, feels the power of the divine word, and for him there is no doubt that God Himself speaks to people through a mediator. The receptive person's state of maturity likewise determines the form of the gift which is imparted to people as a gift of grace. And thus a person who has already completely become love will also reproduce the divine word in its most perfect form. But the word, even in its simplest form, is not inferior to it in its inner value. Rather, it is much easier to understand for the people to whom the word is to be conveyed. Divine gift is always flawless, regardless of the form in which it is presented, but it is always taken into account the circumstances and the capacity of humanity so that all people, regardless of their earthly knowledge, can enjoy it, which will be particularly necessary in the coming time. Amen.